Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator, Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. I guess you're reading more than ever these days, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there's not a lot to do, so I'm pulling out the old books, and the Nook is about to run out of energy, and we're going crazy.
Yeah. But this really is, I'm sure a lot of people are doing that, and maybe even people who normally don't read a great deal probably are reading a lot more now than they were.
I hope so. It's a great way to spend your time productively, and it's you can never put down a good book, so it's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, one we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about two different books that Sharon recommends. And the first one is One for the Blackbird, One for the Crow by Olivia Hawks. And this relatively new book, only published in February.
Yes, it was... It was quite a nice surprise for me to find it. It's a fiction story, but it is based in Wyoming territory in the late 1800s, 1875, 76. And it's a mystery thriller. And it's about two families that are neighbors in this wide open expanse of the world. And they live 20 miles from anybody else on the prairie, in the shadow of the Bighorn Mountains in Wyoming. And they are the two neighbors that had depended on each other for quite a while, their families, their kids, the husbands, the wives. But there is a betrayal between them, and everyone's life changes, and not for the better at the beginning. The two women, who are now enemies, have five kids between them. And one of the husbands is dead, the other is in jail, and a very harsh Wyoming winter is on its way. It all runs together with all the elements you can imagine, with the wild animals and newborn calves, and no one should do the ranching and the farming except these little kids and the two women. And they really need to depend on one another, but they really have lost faith in one another. So both of the families are at risk for dying and starving and freezing to death this winter.
Now, you think there's some themes in this novel that relate to our current situation?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, politically, with the coronavirus and everything, we have to work together in order to basically survive. And it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. It doesn't matter what your personal views of another person are. In order for our country and our world, basically, to survive, we've got to find a way to get past that and work together. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it's really a common goal that we should have, and together we can get through this, mm-hmm. all of it.
Yeah. Amazing that she wrote this and couldn't possibly have had all of this thing with the coronavirus in mind, because it was published in February, but it turns out to be very, very timely.
It really is, yeah. And it's a lovely book, too. You'll fall in love with the characters, and you're just hoping beyond hope that the end turns out the way you want it to, and it may or may not. I'll let you read it.
Yeah. We're talking with our books commentator, Sharon Felt of Sulphur Springs. Now, the second book is called A Town with No Roads by Joe Seipel. He's a former sports broadcaster. That made me think of Mitch Albom, who's had so many successful novels, and I don't know that they're all novels, but successful books, who was, a sports writer. And Dan Jenkins, of course, great sports writer and novelist, so there's some precedent for that. But A Town with No Roads, set in rural Minnesota, a town that literally has no roads in or out.
Exactly. The title struck me as, okay, this is going to be a mystery, but what happens is the sports writer he's a reporter, and he, in the story, and his boss is not real fond of him, and he sends him out on these horrible stories that nobody could make sense of and nobody's going to listen to begin with. So the editor thinks that there's going to be this no interest story out in this little town of Sparkling Pond.
What's the explanation of a town without roads? How is that possible?
Well, it was a fishing place. Sparkling Pond was a fishing area for many, many years, centuries, and the people that kept going there, the fishermen, didn't want anybody to find their fishing spot, so they just kind of started building these little cabins all around, but they didn't want anybody to find out, so they just built the cabins and drove through the grass or walked through the grass to get there. And so as the town, over the centuries, as the town built up, it's really lovely. It's a great idea to have an isolation of a beautiful place so it's not destroyed. But
of course, television changes that as they get more widely known around the country.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah.
And the book is The Town with No Roads. And then we also talked about One for the Blackbird, One for the Crow by Olivia Hawks, which was published in February. Sharon, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line and telling us about your reading experiences this morning.
Well, thank you, and you stay safe, and hopefully we'll get through this together.
Very good. Sharon Felt, our books commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.